Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion, Coffee Within. I hope this is a moment for you to sit peacefully with your cup as we spend this time together. In the month of May, two of our six grandsons graduated from high school. A sigh of relief on the part of parents and grandparents. A major landmark in the lives in this achievement-focused society we live in. From this point on, decisions for the future are almost entirely up to the 18-year-old. Their future choices are only slightly colored by the opinion, wisdom, and hopes of the adults in their lives. Graduating from high school, middle school, elementary school, or kindergarten requires, if nothing else, persistence. Persistence, of course, on the part of a student, but just as much, if not more, on the part of the parent or parents. Education for any child has its ups and downs, its disappointments and successes. And this commitment goes on for all of 13 or more years. That's a long stretch of determination day after day. During that time, family stands by encouraging and supporting and praying about the child being happy and making friends, that your first grader will learn to read, your seventh grader gets to play basketball on the school team, and your high schooler passes chemistry or English lit, and that he or she graduates on time. Praying persistently for the happiness and well-being of your loved one is part of the journey. Persistence is a subject found in many of the verses and stories of the Bible, both Old and New Testament. One of those is found in Luke 18:1 through 8 and may be familiar. It is a story of the persistent widow. Luke 18. Jesus told the disciples a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. He said, "There was once a judge in some city who never gave God a thought and cared nothing for people. A widow in that city kept after him. 'My rights are being violated. Protect me,' she said." After this went on and on, the judge said to himself, "Because this widow won't quit badgering me, I'd better do something and see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beaten black and blue by her pounding." Then the master says, "Do you hear what that judge, corrupt as he is saying? So what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people, who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? I assure you he will. He will not drag his feet." In other words, my words, when we are persistent in our prayers, when we cry out for help, God listens, and when the time is right, which may mean waiting, our persistent prayers will be answered. Persistence in prayer and life is important. But when we are young, maybe even into young adulthood, we, or at least I, may not understand prayer or persistence. For me, to start with, prayer was primarily recited prayers. As a middle schooler, my prayer life had to do with personal issues or requests. A little later, I began to realize that with persistence in prayer came persistent in doing my part in a situation. A personal example was in college, and I have never forgotten this one. I had to take and pass college algebra, and I was very anxious about it. It was the one time in my life that I suffered from Insomnia was the quarter I took this class. I recited the rosary prayers and asked for help to pass every night. Thankfully, I connected with two math majors in my dorm who were kind enough to help me. I did all my work and was there for every class. Thankfully, I passed. I had learned by this time that God was not a genie in the bottle. I had to do my part in the situation. Persistent prayer goes with taking responsibility for my part in whatever is going on, of the sadness, the challenge, the desire. There are lessons to be learned in waiting for God's time. Persistence does more to change our hearts and minds than His. The time in which we pray and request persistently, waiting for an answer, also gives us time to reflect and evaluate the request. Is it desired for reasons that reflect Christ's teaching? If so, continue to be persistent. God's answer will come, and when it does, you will recognize His working. And yes, our prayers are not always answered in the way we hoped. The answer may not be as simple or easy or immediate as we might prefer. But if we will let ourselves, we can see His working, and more we trust His wisdom in our lives. I say all this and mean every word. Believe every word. But to be persistently prayerful and wait for the Lord's answer is easy to say and hard to do, at least for me. It is in the persistence and waiting, even if it's for 13 years, that I know there are lessons to be learned by me and perhaps others involved. In prayer, we become closer to our Lord. After all, prayer is talking to Him about our worries, our joys, our hopes. As each of my grandsons at different schools walked across the stage or the grassy field and took in hand their diploma, I couldn't help but reflect on the many prayers raised up to our Lord over the years for this long-awaited moment, this time of celebration, to arrive. And I am grateful. Let us pray together. Our Father, precious Lord, You are present everywhere. Help us and those we love and those we don't even know to learn the importance of persistence in our prayer and faith, as well as in the responsibilities of each day. Your patience with us, teaching us, is a gift of love. And we thank You. Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.